ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وصحبه واتباع الحماة لدين القويم. وقال رب اشرح لي ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى تهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم وبعد. إن الحمد لله تعالى. All praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah for the many favors that He has blessed us with, those that we receive and recognize, and those that we receive and yet do not recognize. Amongst the ni'mat and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Holy Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَىٰ تَحْلُكَ. And spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not throw your hands towards destruction. And He continues mentioning that ayat, and do good, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who do good. When this ayat of Quran was revealed, it was mentioned in relation to this that Hazrat Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentions that this ayat of Quran was revealed in connection with us. We, at that point in time, we were talking and discussing that most of the jihad and wars were over. So it's now time for us to take that opportunity to look after our businesses, to look after our family and our affairs. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of Quran, that spend in the way of Allah and do not put your hands towards that destruction. So he says this ayat relates directly to us because we understand this the best. When this took place and we were discussing this, it became clear to me. And at that point in time, he made all effort. But wherever there was a struggle and a jihad, he would go. Until so much, subhanAllah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him martyrdom in Istanbul, Turkey. In his struggle for this deen, that he did not want to give up, that this ayat of Quran will fall into his category. That he will fall to this level of weakness for this deen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ, and to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also mentions in this ayat of Quran, وَإِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved those who do good. And the Mufassirin, they have mentioned that this ayat in reference to ihsan and goodness, when it refers to iman, when it refers to our belief, ihsan, that quality comes in a lengthy hadith mentioned when Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him about this deen and mentioned to him about the different aspects of this deen. And one aspect of it was that of iman and Islam, and the quality of ihsan, the combination of both. And he says that ihsan is a quality that when we worship Allah to such an extent as though we see Allah, فَإِن لَمْ يَرَاهُ, and if you cannot see Him, know that Allah is seeing you. And that is the level of ihsan and yaqeen, and the trust that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the quality of ihsan that is mentioned in terms of that iman that is mentioned. And when it refers to ihsan in relation towards our social life, the things that we do with our family, with our wives, with our children, with our friends, it refers to that quality. As Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala narrates in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which says, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi." That none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And this is the next level of ihsan, goodness. That we do not attain true iman until we love for our brothers what we love for ourselves. So the real love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to discover is the love of Allah beyond everything else. But for that love to be attained, and that position to be attained, then we have to know and recognize how it is to love Allah. And that is from our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our obedience to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of this deen. And to show this love, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran. He says, وَيَسْعَلُونَكَ عَنَ الْمَحِيضِ. That in the ayat of Quran it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they ask you concerning menses. In the Quran, and the ayat continues and mentions about it. And it says that during that time we refrain from our spouses and stay away from them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. That Allah loves those who would repent and make tawbah, and those who keep themselves pure. Allah described the quality of the people whom He loves. That the category of such people are such that they make tawbah. They keep themselves pure. And yes, we are human beings, and from time to time we will make mistakes. We will commit wrongs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who would repent. It is the quality of all of us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. He says, Zuyina linnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decorated for man. He has made mankind with such a quality and such ability within them that He decorated in it. Hubbush shahawat. The love and the desire for women and for children and for the wealth of this world. So these are natural instincts within us. And from time to time, we would fall prey to these things. We will fall short somewhere along the line in these things. We will have some level of shortcomings in one of these things, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what He has made for us as our strength, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for weaknesses. And these are the weaknesses that He mentions there. That I have created these things for you. That you will go after these things. That you will like these things. You will have desires for these things. You will want these things. But these things are also your distraction. These are the things that Allah has put as our test for us in terms of the hereafter. But He says in all of this, whenever we falter, He says, At-tawwabun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. He loves those who seek repentance and who try to keep themselves as pure as possible. So for the love of Allah and to attain His love, we have to make continuous repentance for our shortcomings. Recognize Allah as being above everything else. And we should strive for the perfection of taharat and purification within ourselves, within our own heart, and within that physical structure that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that He showed us the qualities that we must attain to get His love. And He also tells us about that person who would make effort and develop the quality of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves those who are aware of Him, those who are conscious about Him, who are continuously making the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is conscious about their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves those with taqwa. And what is the reward and the effort of this love? Is that a person should continuously strive to attain this level of love. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi alayhi rahmah, he mentions, he says, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives a similarity that The mahbub of Allah is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became the beloved of Allah and he loves Allah dearly. Every action of his was for the love and the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed and showed that he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions that this level and attainment, when a person reaches this level, like the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah loved him and he loved Allah. He loved his wives and his wives loved him. He loved his children and his children loved him. He loved his companions and his companions loved him. And those who were near and dear and those who surround his life loved him and respected him and showed him honor. But his love was for Allah and his life was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That level of attainment and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became supreme. The only objective in his life was to seek the level of attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues and says that the example is like this. A person who attains that level is like the example of a river. With one person, he swims across the river and struggle and attain this level of love. And the next person standing on the other end of the river has not embarked upon this. He has not made the effort to cross the river and reach that point. And there's a next person in the river struggling to reach and attain this point. So someone observing this would see, well, the person on either banks of the river look the same. Meaning that they're standing on either side and not seeing a difference. It's like us in this world, a person who develops the love of Allah like the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved Allah and he loved his family and everyone around him loved him. A person may be devoid of the remembrance of Allah and everything that surrounds this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet he works and he minds a family. He loves his wife, he loves his children, he loves his job, he loves everything else. And some of these things will reciprocate and also show him love. But the most important ingredient here is that there is not the love of Allah firstly. There's not the love of Allah firstly in his life. So, but they look the same, their actions look the same. But indeed, the one who is the mahbub and the beloved of Allah, his position is that he loves Allah above everything else. And there are those who will struggle daily to attain this level. Maulana Abdulhai, he mentions, he says, after struggling and making a great amount of effort to learn about how to love Allah, after returning home and food was placed for him, he held back his hand from eating that food for a while, only to recollect the love of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with food and barakat to have food. And it's a necessity for the body to have food. And we have a right to fulfill this necessity for the body and give it food. But it's only by the rahmat and the love of Allah that this food is there. And who provided it, and who catered it, and who made it, and who prepared it. All of it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To develop this love, we had made many efforts in the month of Ramadan. We had made many efforts in the month of Ramadan on devotion and ibadat and making tawbah and asking Allah for repentance and doing so much things. But this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs us to take a deeper look at ourselves. That do we really ask and show the love of Allah as it ought to be? Do we really love Allah as we profess that we love Allah, as the Quran also tells us? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also commanded to say, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah." Say to them, O Messenger of Allah, if you really love Allah, if you really love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Meaning follow the way and the life of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the beloved of Allah. He was the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhbibukumullah, Allah will love you. Allah will love you. So if you profess your love for Allah, then follow me. And then Allah will forgive you your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. And Allah is forgive all sins. And it relies on us, ati'u Allah wa rasuluh. Obeying Allah and obeying the messenger of Allah. If we really want to see how much we really love Allah, then gauge our obedience to Allah. Gauge our obedience to Allah. Gauge our amals, our deeds, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see really that these actions are really for the love of Allah. Are these actions that I'm doing, are my deeds for the love of Allah? If there's any shortcomings, then we should make tawbah. And make tawbah continuously. Just as we have done in the month of Ramadan, and throughout that month, we have also asked Allah for tawbah and forgiveness. Throughout our daily life, we should also make tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness. We should also be involved in the tilawat of Quran. We should also be involved in all the different types of ibadah that we have done. Because the love of Allah is not only in the month of Ramadan. The love of Allah is to be attained throughout our existence on the face of this earth. And that time is not known to me or to any one of us as to how much time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with to live on the face of this earth. Therefore, to attain that love means that we have to do it on a daily basis for the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on us, in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us, protect us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, teach us to develop this love. Teach us to understand this love. One such narration again mentioned before closing. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, his house was near to Masjid Nabawi. And in that house, there was a pipe running towards his water from his roof, was going into the Masjid Yad. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, seeing this, saying, who would ever want to take their private water and put it into the place where it's public place, the Masjid? So he decides and tells someone, remove it. Remove it. Because there's no place for such a thing to come into here. On this occasion, he removed it. When Abbas came and he saw it, radiallahu ta'ala an, he saw it. He said that he went to Umar. He says, what have you done? Why did you do this? Did you inquire about this? He says, how could this be? How could you have done such an act? This is what is public. This is what is this house. He says, this permission was given to me by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The permission for this pipe to run here was given to me by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala an went with Abbas to that place and bent down on his knees, on his ruku, and told him, climb on my back and replace it. Replace it. Just for the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love is to be shared amongst ourselves, amongst our family members. So to attain the true love of Allah, we must firstly express that to ourselves, knowing that we really love Allah. We must be conscious about that. We must be conscious of that relationship amongst our own brothers. As the hadith mentions, لا يؤمن أحدكم, that none of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. We must also learn to love Allah and obey His commands and make effort on it and make tawbah frequently for our shortcomings. And then the love of Allah would come. We love our family dearly for the sake of Allah. Train ourselves that we put the love of Allah above all things else. Above all things else, put the love of Allah. Because then our consciousness, our tranquility, our calm, and our realization of Allah being above everything else would be truly realized. And then we'll have that level of contentment in this life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that level of joy and happiness in the life of the hereafter because of our love for Him, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and me and keep us all on the straight path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.